In the ongoing effort to avoid commercials on our show, we bring you a commercial from us. My subby and I have created a boutique adult toy store on my website. We have handpicked items that are low cost and show up on your doorstep with all of your other Amazon packages. Make sure, though, that you open them, not your kids. Go to kristenkellogg.com or find the link in the notes of this episode. We will get a percentage of the sales from the items exclusively on my storefront. You get some special items to enhance your FLR, and we all win without a stupid ass commercial.
So give your balls a tug.
Focus, woman.
Shut up.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. If you are not 18 years of age or older, there are thousands of other podcasts you can listen to, and you can come back and visit us when you are 18. This podcast is meant solely for entertainment. We are not licensed doctors, lawyers, or therapists. We simply have a fascination with the lifestyle and a love to share it with you and get your thoughts and opinions.
Welcome back. Guess who's here?
I'm here.
Because now it's our fucking podcast.
Mm-hmm. The people have spoken.
Don't get used to it. He won't be here all the time. I'm still in charge.
But it's our fucking podcast.
Fuck off. It's a terrible giggle. It's the giggle of I'm right.
Yep.
Don't like it.
Yep.
Well.
Yeah. Here we are.
What month is it?
It is Locktober.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guess who won't be locked the first days of Locktober?
Yeah, because TSA don't like that. So, and I don't care who you are.
We are flying.
Yep.
And I don't know when this will drop, but we are not.
Next Monday.
Yes.
Well, which will be today.
Yes.
Because that's when you'll be listening to it or whatever day you're listening,
I guess. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. The first Monday in October would be the first week. So that's
which
when
is the day we come home.
Yeah.
The
well,
second.
No, because it won't be till late. And
yeah. Well, I mean, unless you, let's talk through our procedural. I don't know that we have any housekeeping. I think we're going to probably skip housekeeping.
Well, okay.
Well, okay. Well, okay. Okay, Brian. Okay, Brian, okay.
Okay.
Okay, subby, subby, okay.
For those Letterkenny folks.
Fuck, that show's fantastic.
It's super good. Yeah, so we do have housekeeping because you have ladies group twice this month.
Yes, there are two ladies groups this month. The first ladies group will take place like normal. I believe we decided on the second Thursday, which is October 12th. And then we will hold another ladies group on October 26th that you can bring your subby along. Let's hear how you've tortured him for Locktober.
I like it so much.
If that's what you do. But let's just, we can just, it'll be like a check-in. Hey, how did Locktober go for you? Yeah. Did you enjoy it? All the things.
Okay, so quickly on that, if you don't have the means to do the whole Locktober thing, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's totally okay. You can do it like in spirit.
Yeah.
You know, or you can just have agreements between you two. You know.
It's your relationship. You make Locktober what works best for you.
Right.
There's no rule.
This series is all about just kind of walking you through
different,
the what the fucks.
It will be the five episodes for October will be very chastity heavy because this is my favorite month, as I mentioned. So yes, the ladies group will be the 12th and the 26th. I do need to get together with my event planner, aka Steve, that's you.
just say his name.
Yeah, I need your assistance and your fantastic mind.
Yes, so hit her up.
So, yes, Steve and Judy. Judy, I know you text me. I will get back to you. I'll just air my... I mean, they've been on the podcast. We use their name. Should be good. Steve and Judy, I'll hit you up when we get back from California.
Yep.
So, another discussion.
Wonderful people.
Yes, they are wonderful people.
Sorry, go ahead.
We have had discussions today specifically about Patreon. And
hard discussions.
It's a very hard discussion.
Yes.
And I've been working with a wellness coach who will be on the podcast. I just need to set up a time with her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's been pretty life-changing and I appreciate the shit out of her. She spends some extra time with me because I'm a hot mess. Yes. So the discussion about Patreon, it is not free to make this podcast.
It's not.
And I don't want to do a bunch of random ads in the middle of my podcast.
Nope.
So there is discussions of how we make this work. I'm very, very interested in the coaching aspect or consulting or I don't know what you want to call it.
Venting.
Yeah.
Venting or whatever. Yeah.
I would love to be that person for you that helps you through a rough patch, or if you just need a brain to bounce ideas off of,
right.
Or
if you're having a specific something going on in your relationship, there's a chance that we've gone through that also.
Or something similar, at least.
Yeah. Right. So that's where, you know, that can kind of come in for the higher levels, right?
So,
and those won't change.
No, I'm thinking $25 for a 30-minute phone conference or...
Monthly.
Yeah, once a month. Yep. Yep. You get 30 minutes video chat or phone call, whatever you're more comfortable with. And then I have Calendly set up. So I will give you my availability and you just pick a time.
Yep.
So then we don't have to try and go back and forth.
Right.
And sometimes Patreon pisses me off. So I see that messages come in, but then I go into Patreon and I can't see the messages for a little bit. But I am actively working on editing my own podcast. So I will take over the production and making sure that Patreon gets what it needs.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. So,
right.
And then back on track of the coaching, consulting, or just I'll be your friend. I mean, that sounds shitty because I don't want you to have to pay me to be my friend. But
yeah.
$50 a month will get you a 60-minute phone call. Now,
or video.
Or video. Yep. Once a month. And somebody asked me if these expire. And I had said, you know what? I don't know. Here's where I'm at with that now. Yes, they expire. You have to use them in the month that you're paying for because I don't have the capacity to keep track of who has used theirs and who has not. So use it or lose it. It sounds harsh, but I just need to focus on, you know, my passion. And that's this podcast and learning.
We need to keep it more streamlined so that it's just easier to do for everybody. So
we've also had a discussion about my lowest tier is $5. Mm-hmm. And I think November 1st, that's going to change to 10.
Yep.
Or the next lowest level. The cost to produce this is getting a little bit more time consuming, a little bit more expensive.
Well, just the expensive
part. Yeah.
Like things have gone up since we started the podcast.
Yes.
And I'm like, folks, for real, things have gone up for everything.
Right.
You know?
So
and that trickles down to everybody, unfortunately.
Yep. And here's my thought on it. I think I'm worth $10 a month. My time is worth $10 a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, the lowest tier obviously gets you, you know, we can converse via Patreon. Everybody has my email, but it also gets you the ladies group meeting.
Right.
It will also kind of get you the inside scoop on what this retreat might look like once my good friend Steve tells me how it's going to go because he's the event planner in my world.
And starting this week, there is a little snippet. We'll call it story time or something. We'll call it story time. So I'm
naughty story time with Christine.
Yeah, well, sort of. You know, because we don't make our podcast like, oh, you know, this weekend we went and did this and whatever, and you did that, and I did this, and we don't do that necessarily. We don't like sensationalize it or whatever, but. You know, the stories are relevant to our life.
Yes.
And it's relevant to the podcast, right? But sometimes I'm going to take those stories, some of the stories out in the interest of making the podcast not 2 hours long.
Yeah, we get real long-winded. I mean, we're at...
You probably would have listened to the EA and Tea Time episode by now. And that was a long podcast. The Judy and Steve podcast was a long podcast. Mm-hmm. So some of that stuff gets trimmed down, mm-hmm. but I don't want it to sit on the cutting room floor. I want people to see it. So Patreon is where that extra audio and that extra video, it will go to the patrons, mm-hmm. you know, as a, here's a little something, mm-hmm. you know, but it's all relevant to the podcast. It's just, you know, I don't like making really long episodes because I want you folks to be able to listen to the thing on your drive to work, your walk while mm-hmm. you're at work, whatever, wherever you guys listen. I want to make it, you know, not a long drawn out thing.
So. And our podcast is not, we don't talk about our sex life. I mean, we talk about our sex life and the stuff that goes on Patreon might be a little bit more down and dirty about things that have happened and whatever.
But it is not the Erotic Stories
podcast. No, it's not. It's not
so different.
Yeah, it's not going to be, oh, hey, go listen to this story if you want to get off.
Yeah.
That's Erotic Stories.
Right. That's a whole different situation.
And that is also, let me just put out there, that is not at all what I want the coaching or consulting to consist of. Right. The coaching and consulting is more relationship or struggles that you're having with the dynamic. And maybe I can offer suggestions that you mm-hmm. hadn't thought of, or mm-hmm. just be an ear to listen because your feelings are valid. So that's what that is.
Right.
Much like Owl.
On to that.
Hoot hoot. Owl is not phone sex.
Nope.
If you want to chat, you're part of the Owl app and you want to chat, mm-hmm. you can absolutely request for me to go live. But let me say this about the Owl app. EA is on Owl.
Yeah.
And if you are ever having a bad day, like he's so inspiring like he just has a great energy.
There's a lot of people on the app like that, mm-hmm. that you just connect with for 10 minutes.
Yep. There's a wealth of information that you can find. I mean, if you join that app and you can use my code FLR, but the wealth of fantastic people on that app, even if it's not to talk to me, there's so many resources available and
business resources. Yeah. Personal, like there's financial people mm-hmm. on there. Like if you're having struggles mm-hmm. financially or whatever, you can talk to those people.
Yep.
I think there might be medical people on there. There's wellness people mm-hmm. on there. My gosh, I can't even, there's so many, like mm-hmm. that app has grown so much mm-hmm. and there's always 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 people on at a time of all the various things that you could, you know, talk to somebody who knows that area.
And you get $10 in credits to make phone calls when you join when you join, period. You don't even have to use my link, right? It's just if you use
your link because you get the free $10.
Oh yeah. Right. Okay. So use
that
FLR.
That goes right on your account. Most people are $1 for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the conversations that I've had, especially early on, have been literal life-changing conversations mm-hmm. in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
So that's our 15 minutes of...
of the Owl commercial.
Of the Owl... no, it's not.
But we believe in it.
We do.
We really do. We really, really do. We wouldn't back things that are with shady people mm-hmm. or things that we don't believe in, but we believe in the Owl app. And we highly recommend it. And really, you know, if you use Christine's code, which is FLR, my code is connect.
God damn it. It really is our fucking podcast, isn't it? This is
if you want to talk to me, you know, that can also be like on any level, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. I just ask that in the review that you don't reference the FLR thing. Just say, you know, great call, great to talk to Brian, whatever it is, mm-hmm. whatever, you know. My world on there is related to our business, mm-hmm. you know, which is the, you know, podcast production, video production, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what I talk about on there quite a bit. But you can talk to me on there about FLR stuff if you want to. And that's fine. We'll just keep that kind of on the down low.
Well,
not that it's illegal or against the rules or whatever, but I kind of try to keep the worlds a little bit separate.
Yeah, we haven't figured out what that's going to look like going forward.
Yeah.
How much we want to intermingle the two worlds. Like I'm very much taking control of my end of things, like mm-hmm. my fucking podcast.
Right.
But I want to do as much as I can because this podcast is my baby and mm-hmm. it's what I'm passionate about mm-hmm. and I want to be in control.
Yeah.
I mean, shocker, right? I want to be in control.
That's all good though.
Also coming up soon, I mean, the two of us will be together nonstop. Yeah. So if it is something where you're calling and you would like to talk to my subby, you can absolutely call me
and
he'll be with me.
And she'll hand me the phone.
Yeah. And he can just take it and go do the thing. So that might be the best avenue to go with that. Unless you have questions about podcast editing, social media production, things like that, then you can call him and use code CONNECT to do that. So I think that wraps it up. Let's talk about lock and dicks and cages because really that's what we're here for, right?
That is.
Even though yours isn't at the moment. The season of ungiving begins.
It does.
I do love that. What were you going to say? You took a deep breath. You had something on your mind.
Spit
it out, Stanley.
Starting out at the beginning.
Let's talk about the history of male chastity.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Google have to say?
Like, where did this come from?
Well.
Like, what on earth made the first person stick a cage on his dick?
Interestingly enough.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. It entered the English language in the mid 13th century. It originally meant virtuous, pure from unlawful sexual intercourse. Mm-hmm. In the early 14th century, chastity became a noun that referred to a virgin. What I've found is chastity was actually very much tied to religion. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's a concept found in three Arabic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And it refers to the purity of one's thoughts and deeds, particularly as they apply to sexual relations. It is also a state that can be observed through all stages in a person's adult life. It is both a spiritual and psychological state. Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how far has that come and how far off is it from where we are now?
Well,
in your opinion.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously the devices are, way more advanced, right? But the idea
probably safer.
Yeah. The idea is probably not very much removed from the original ideas, right? As far as male chastity, the history of that stuff probably was chastity in general.
Yeah, it was chastity belts from what I read. And it seemed to be more female centered.
Right. Right.
Not female centered relationships. Females were locked in the chastity devices.
Correct.
We do like how the tables have turned.
Mm-hmm.
So let's ask this question, subby o' mine. Why do you like to participate in chastity?
Well, let's start at the beginning, right? Let's start at, the type of relationship that we have, first of all, right? Because this isn't something that, a regular normal, and I don't, whatever that is,
Fucking word makes you want to puke a little bit, doesn't
it? I know.
But sometimes it's needed.
You know, the run-of-the-mill couple doesn't really participate in chastity, right?
With the actual physical device. Do you think there's mental aspects of chastity in vanilla relationships?
I think that, because there's vanilla relationships that the woman will withhold sex.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if you're not being treated right, you should be withholding the sex.
Ooh. Damn!
Fucking Zam, right? Now.
Damn it.
What?
That's what EA says when he's really on board with something.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
I didn't mean to get you off track with all the questions, but you're talking to me and you said the word normal and immediately my brain goes to, okay, so we've had all these conversations or we've recently had the conversation with EA and his wife.
Yep.
And, there are a lot of elements of our dynamic that they are engaged in, right? Not chastity. And I don't mean to imply that in any way, shape or form, but
she's thinking that might.
Oh, EA, I'm so sorry.
My gosh, if you've come to this episode, right? Like right out of the gate, this is your first one. Hey, welcome.
Yes.
Like seriously, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you for taking the time. But after this episode, please, please, please do yourself a favor mm-hmm. and listen to Tea Time in EA, mm-hmm. that episode, but also listen to the Steve and Judy episode.
Yes, the Steve and Judy episode is...
My fucking God.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It was such a fun interview, and they are such fantastic people, yeah. but it was such a different perspective that I wasn't mm-hmm. prepared for. And now we're off topic.
We are. So I was just thinking the same thing.
Let me go back. Now, don't talk too much about our history, because that's what I want to talk about on the next episode is okay. our history specifically for okay. chastity and our whys
okay.
and what we get out of it. But I would be curious to know, maybe more in a generalized form, why do you think, as a man who participates in chastity, mm-hmm. why do you think men choose to participate in chastity? What would you say their reasoning
is? I feel in general, it's like the show of submission, mm-hmm. right? The show of devotion. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm willing to do this for you. This is the depth of love and connection that I feel with you, that mm-hmm. this is where I'm going with this, mm-hmm. right? There may be a selfish aspect to it also, where mm-hmm. It's something that maybe the male gets off on, mm-hmm. you know, which is totally cool.
I mean, I get off
on it. I enjoy it myself.
Me too.
So, you know, mm-hmm. we're just talking about the male right now. Can you not focus on yourself just for 30 fucking seconds?
It's all about me.
Our podcast.
Fuck off. I will not adjust.
No, but I'm saying that, you know, there's probably a little bit of a selfish aspect mm-hmm. to it also, where the male kind of gets off on it. Because, hey, there's single guys that do this.
Mm-hmm, there right? sure is.
Right. So mm-hmm. they're not devoting themselves to a woman, mm-hmm. but they're devoting themselves to an idea, probably, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's
to a concept.
Very erotic and arousing to feel the weight of that.
Yes. Yes. It makes you, from my perspective, mm-hmm. okay, it makes you focus on that area of your body in a different way.
Mm.
It really does. You know, mm-hmm. where, you know, civilization is, you know, damaged by the male penis, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's opposite of it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. In my perspective, when I feel that, and I sometimes will feel it mm-hmm. just to remind myself, or I enjoy that or whatever. It's reminding me of where I'm at in life. Right. It's reminding me who owns me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's me.
Right. And it kind of brings in like the key holding aspect, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Right. Like somebody that you're holding the key for, they know that you own that,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's you get off on that also, mm-hmm. you know? So it's a range of things that lead themselves to, you know, to your question, you know?
So let's bring it back to me.
Yep. It's all about you.
Yes. As it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you... I'll just ask.
Wait, let me ask you then. Mm-hmm. Why do you think the female is interested in this, who goes down this road, who gets sent a picture by their subby of it and who says, fuck yes. Right. What is your angle on this?
I females are complicated creatures.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a plethora of reasons. I think some of it is a trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't trust their submissive mm-hmm. to follow rules. Mm-hmm. So this is a consequence of not being able to follow rules.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be a situation where maybe the man is addicted to porn
mm.
or beating off.
Good call.
And is asking the female, please do this because...
Please help me with
this. Yeah, please help me with this.
Yep.
I think that is a reason why women mm-hmm. get on board.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, for me personally, I love the look. I love the bond. And the key to me is almost more significant than our wedding rings. It's very, it's very symbolic.
And
it holds a lot of meaning to me, which to some may seem a little bit superficial mm-hmm. or maybe... stupid. Stupid isn't the word I was looking for. It's just the first word that came to mind. But I put so much more into chastity mm-hmm. than meets the eye, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very big sign of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of something that we can do in our dynamic mm-hmm. that nobody else is a part of. Like, this is not like our little secret because I wear the key around my neck. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously I'm not, and I'm on a podcast talking about it, mm-hmm. but, mm-hmm. You know, it's something that we were able to, especially when we were living in the house with the girls, it's something that was just us.
Was our
and,
thing.
Yep. you know, like yep. I could walk by and give it a little tap
yep.
or
as you did.
I mean, I still do even. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I think it's more the emotional mm-hmm. connection mm-hmm. that I feel with you when I have the key on and you have the cage on.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
That's my
yep.
opinion.
What's next?
If we're going to talk specifically about the societal views on chastity. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, it was a sign of virtue mm-hmm. or, you know, meant virgin.
Mm-hmm. That's very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much carried through.
Yep. But now it's considered more of a kink
mm-hmm.
generally in society. And yeah. I think it's still taboo. To a certain extent, it's becoming less taboo.
It is.
And
I think the internet has a lot yes. to do with that.
I would like to think maybe my podcast will help with that as well.
Right. But I mean, it's like in a mm-hmm. real broad thing, I yes. think without the internet, this thing grows at a snail's pace.
Absolutely.
Right?
Because it'd have to go by word of mouth and how many people are sitting around. I mean, maybe more right. than we realize.
Right. I mean, you find your tribe and mm-hmm. do your things and whatever. But, you know, that person to person thing that takes forever. The internet, when it's out there, it's available mm-hmm. to the masses, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really hard to find forums, mm-hmm. people that sell that sort of stuff, people that are into that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. educational pieces, mm-hmm. fantasy pieces. You can find all of it's like,
yep.
it's a Google search away, literally.
Yes.
You know, so the internet really has brought this into, I don't necessarily want to say mainstream, but more accessible,
yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
So,
and
that's why, I mean, that's why we talk about these things too, comfortably.
Yeah.
Because there's an audience for that.
Mm-hmm. And the more I talk about things, the more comfortable I get with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, initially when I kind of have to talk till I'm blue in the face, but that's how I process and that's the way it is. But, mm-hmm. you know, this podcast has been huge for me and the people that I've encountered through this podcast or the people that I've met and, you know, now I consider friends have been pretty life-changing for me or just allowing me to process this or, mm-hmm. you know, it. The more I talk about it, the more I hate this word, but normal, it seems to me, or
well, you're getting comfortable
less taboo.
With it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're getting yep. comfortable with it.
Yeah. So I think that wraps up kind of the history of chastity, how far it's come, our mm-hmm. views on why we think people participate mm-hmm. in chastity. Next week, I want to talk about our history with chastity. Mm-hmm. If, you know, you haven't heard the TSA story, we may bring that up
we'll
again.
We'll talk about all the things.
Yep. And maybe we'll sprinkle in. Cause it's all about sprinkles.
Inside joke.
All about sprinkles.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. Some safety tips and things mm-hmm. like that. We can maybe bring that in.
Safety tips that we've come across specifically.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And then
in some in general, I suppose. What's the third week?
The third week is ways to tempt your man during Locktober.
That should be a fun one.
Ooh, I do like tempting you.
Yep. On that, may I suggest that some of the women who have experience in this, if you have some tips or some stories on how you have tempted your man, brought
sure.
him to his knees.
Mm.
I mean, more than in general.
Yes. Yes.
If you'd like to contribute some of that, yes, send that stuff in. That'd be great.
Yes.
You know?
Agreed.
We want to keep this like a crowdsourced kind of thing. I think we all help each other.
Well, and
in this journey.
I love hearing stories
mm-hmm.
about other people's dynamics
yeah.
and
yeah.
and all of that.
So let's do that.
Yes.
So, and then week four is what?
Oh, well, okay. So maybe what we'll do then is, so next week, which will be week two, will mm-hmm. be our chastity journey.
Yep.
Week three will then be safety tips for male chastity.
Yep.
Week four will be ways to tempt your man
yep.
during Locktober. And week five will be, so you have till the end of October or mid-October. I would love to hear some feedback from men or women. Men, tell me how your beautiful spouse
mm-hmm.
tempts you or different mm-hmm. things like that. I would love to hear from you.
And so that's for the tempting one. How about for the final one, we do how was your Locktober?
Yeah, we'll do a follow-up. So, yep. Send me
all the things.
Yep. Send me how your Locktober went. And maybe we can discuss too. I don't know how full the ladies group will be, but I would be very interested to this. So this episode will take place after that. So
The fifth. Yeah, it should.
It should. Yep. So I can maybe, if there's some stories the ladies are happy to let me share, we can
talk maybe about we can that too. Glean some insight from that and share that. I'm sure, the couples are pretty open on, we don't have to say names or anything, but whatever. We'll just share some stories.
Except for you, Judy and Steve, we're using your name for everything.
All the time. Judy and Steve.
Judy and Steve.
Are really good friends.
It's really all of our podcast.
The four of our podcasts now.
Fucking everybody's taking over. Just kidding.
Crowdsourcing. Just a quick side note on Christine's camping podcast. By that fifth week, we should be completely freaking out that we will be leaving the campground to go south.
Now, will you hear about that? We will see, because it will depend on how much we get recorded prior to that departure. Well, and we will probably do a very shoddy sounding episode where we lay out all of it. So Christine's camping podcast will be part of Christine's FLR podcast, because it's my podcast.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll put that as a bonus.
Are we going to call it Christine and Subby's FLR podcast?
Maybe it'll be Christine and Subby's camping podcast.
We're not changing names.
No.
KFLR.
No. We'll put it out as a bonus episode, and we'll just have a conversation about all that stuff because there's probably one or two of you who are interested in, holy fuck, you guys are really going.
Yep. And the raw and edited version will probably be on Patreon.
Yep. Yep.
Where I say all the things I shouldn't.
Yep. So here we are at the end.
Yes. I hope you all have a fantastic week. Come back next week to hear our story about chastity. Mm-hmm. Be safe. Be a good human. Stay healthy, because 'tis the season for shitty colds. Mm-hmm. I love you all. Mwah! Thank you so much for listening today. I genuinely appreciate your time. If you happen to have any questions, all of my contact information is in the show notes of this and every episode. Don't hesitate to reach out. Also, in the show notes, there is a link to my Patreon, where your support is incredibly appreciated. Patrons have access to advanced and extra content from this and other podcasts that we produce, FLR consulting via messages and video, and input on the production of each podcast. There is also a link to my OnlyFans page. My fans on that platform have access to full and sample erotic audios and other posts. OnlyFans is now the safe place where you can order custom erotic audios, videos, and photos. Mention that you heard it on this podcast for a 10% discount. Most importantly, though, if you have the option to rate and review my podcast on the platform you listen to it on, please do. Good ratings and reviews help boost my podcast in the charts so that more and more people are able to hear what I have to say about the lifestyle. Until next week, be good to yourself and each other.